I'm Dorian Jones, and I'm in Istanbul, where Turkey is seeking to play a role in renewed efforts to secure a Gaza ceasefire. UNRWA has maintained close ties with Hamas, reportedly hosting much of its leadership, despite warnings from Washington.
Gazze'de katliamın durması ve kalıcı ateşkesin tesisi için
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, addressing his parliamentary deputies, declared Turkey was to make every effort to stop what he called the massacre in Gaza. UNRWA has maintained close ties with Hamas, and US President Joe Biden, seeking to build on the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, indicating that Turkey has a role in securing an end to fighting in Gaza.
Over the coming days, the United States will make another push with Turkey, Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and others to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza, with the hostages released and the end of the war without Hamas in power.
However, a U.S. official briefing the media sought to downplay any mediating role by Turkey. Washington is deeply critical of Ankara's close ties with Hamas. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller warned Turkey not to host Hamas leaders after they left Qatar following the collapse of earlier ceasefire efforts in November.
We don't believe the leaders of a vicious terrorist organization should be living comfortably anywhere.
Despite such warnings, much of Hamas's leadership are reportedly now in Turkey. Erdogan is a strong backer of Hamas, describing them as a liberation movement. Erdogan declared a national day of mourning for the assassinated Hamas leader İsmail Haniyeh. Soli Özel, a teacher of international relations at the Institute for Human Studies in Vienna, claims Hamas leaders have for some time been regular visitors to Turkey.
They have been coming and going to Turkey for years. Haniyeh was murdered by the Israelis in Tehran, was assassinated by the Israelis in Tehran, was in Turkey on the 7th of October 2023. And there are rumors, and I don't know how true they are, that many of those people have actually received Turkish citizenship as well.
Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan has said Hamas does not plan to open a political bureau in Turkey. But Ankara insists it will continue its policy of engagement and hosting Hamas members. Mesut Yasim, a Turkish presidential adviser, is a professor of international relations at Istanbul's Yeditepe University.
Ankara will continue his position, number one. Number two, they will continue dialogue with the Hamas in order to establish peace. The urgency we need to peace and stability, and if we cut the time to Hamas, you will talk together whom?
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to play down any hopes of a Gaza ceasefire, indicating the Lebanon ceasefire offered the opportunity to redirect Israeli forces to intensify their battle against Hamas. Israel is also targeting Hamas leadership abroad, but until now there have been no reported attacks in Turkey. However, Galia Lindenstrauss, an Israeli foreign policy specialist at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv, warns Turkey should not be considered as a safe haven for Hamas.
According to Israeli leaders, no. They will find these Hamas leaders and target them wherever they find them. But I have to say that Turkey has threatened Israel not to operate on its soil. So again, this creates unnecessary tensions in a region that already suffers from so much tensions, clearly not productive and only very dangerous.
But with more than 100 Israelis still held hostage by Hamas, analysts say despite Israel's condemnation of Turkey over its Hamas ties, UNRWA's connections remain useful for Israel, underlined by November's meeting in Turkey between the head of Israel's intelligence organization, Shin Bet, and his Turkish counterpart.
This was a very unique meeting. We haven't seen such a meeting for a very long time. There was even hesitation if to send the head of the Shin Bet to Turkey, because Israel currently does not trust Turkey. But there's the issue of the hostages. We have 101 hostages that are still, we don't know their fate, and are still held in Gaza. There are attempts to find new avenues to at least receive information about who is alive, who is dead, who's holding them. Is it Hamas? Is it Islamic Jihad? This basic information we don't have. But again, I think it would be very hard for Israel in general and for this specific prime minister, Netanyahu, to trust Turkey to be a mediator that will be respectful for both sides.
But in a possible move by Ankara aimed at rebuilding some trust, Turkish authorities swiftly extradited three Uzbek suspects linked to the November murder of an Israeli rabbi in the United Arab Emirates. International relations expert Soli Ozel says despite the ongoing Israeli-Turkish tensions, pragmatism always underscored relations.
Turkey and Israel have one way of dealing with one another in public and another way of dealing with one another diplomatically and in security cooperation. That's always been the case.
However, with newly elected President Donald Trump vowing to take a harder line in supporting Israel's war on Hamas, analysts warn Ankara's Hamas ties threaten to become a point of tension with the new administration. I'm Doreen Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.